You know, if you've tried using an AI tool for your business recently, there's a very high probability you've experienced this incredibly specific and incredibly frustrating moment.
Oh, I know exactly the moment you're talking about.
Right. You sit down at your desk, you fire up the software, and you give it what feels like a perfectly reasonable task. You ask it to summarize a project status, or maybe find a specific penalty clause in a vendor contract.
And it just completely misses the mark.
Completely. It just hallucinates. I mean, it gives you this very confident answer that is entirely wrong, or it pulls data from a project that closed like 3 years ago,
Right.
or it just spins its wheels and throws an error.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And you're just left sitting there thinking, you know, I keep seeing these incredible demos online where AI looks like absolute magic. So why is it completely failing to do basic tasks in my actual office?
It's really the defining technological whiplash of our current moment. I mean, we have these huge expectations of collaborating with a highly capable digital genius, right? But the reality often feels like managing an overconfident intern who never bothers to read the employee manual. It leaves a lot of business leaders feeling very cynical about the whole technology.
And that cynicism is exactly what we're going to tackle today. So welcome to the Deep Dive. We have a fascinating set of sources on the table today. It's a comprehensive 10-part document set from a company called Structured Layer.
It's a really great set of documents.
It is. And the entire stack is focused on construction and property data readiness. So our mission for this deep dive is to cut straight through the generic hype surrounding artificial intelligence. We want to identify the top lessons in these documents and uncover the actual central storyline of how AI agents work or why they so frequently don't work in complex, messy, real-world businesses.
Right. And the central storyline here is incredibly counterintuitive, which is exactly why it's so important to explore. I mean, when an AI agent fails in your business, your first instinct is to blame the technology.
Of course.
But these sources reveal a core truth, which is that it is almost never the AI model's fault.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The models themselves, like the underlying language engines, they're actually remarkably powerful. They fail because the business context we force them into is just an absolute mess.
Okay, let's unpack this
Yeah.
because that sounds like a massive defense of the machines, honestly. I mean, if the AI is giving me the wrong due date for a $1 million subcontractor bid, I am absolutely going to blame the AI. How is that not a failure of the software itself?
Well, think about the environment you're dropping that software into.
Yeah.
The sources state this explicitly. They say AI agents do not fail because the models are weak. They fail because the business context is messy. We're basically taking a powerful reasoning engine and throwing it into a chaotic digital environment and then expecting it to magically understand our company's entire history.
So hiring an AI right now is basically like hiring a brilliant world-class executive assistant, locking them in a windowless room filled with unlabeled filing cabinets, loose sticky notes, and like locked safes.
And then getting furious when they can't figure out which subcontractor bid is the final approved version.
That is the perfect analogy. It captures the problem entirely.
Yeah.
And the structured layer documents actually break down the specific elements of that chaotic room. They point out five key reasons for this messy context.
Right.
The first one is scattered sources. Information in a typical business lives in far too many disconnected places.
I mean, that's definitely true.
You've got crucial context sitting in an email inbox, but the actual contract is buried in a PDF on someone's desktop. The budget is in a shared spreadsheet, and the vendor's updates are hidden behind some third-party portal that requires a totally separate login.
Yeah, if a human being asked me for the status of the plumbing contract, I'd have to search my email, check the shared drive, and probably text the project manager. An AI doesn't even know which digital drawer to open first.
Exactly. And even if it finds the drawer, it hits the second massive hurdle, which is inconsistent names and fields.
Oh, naming conventions,
Yeah.
the worst.
Right. Different teams use entirely different formats and labels for the exact same thing. So one project manager saves a file as bid package, another calls it vendor estimates, and someone else just names their file pricing final V3.
Yeah, and to a human who works with those people, we intuitively parse what those mean.
We do, but to an AI trying to find patterns and pull factual data, the inconsistency is just paralyzing.
It's the classic problem of tribal knowledge. We rely so heavily on knowing that Bob always saves his final versions in that one specific folder, or that the cost summary spreadsheet from Tuesday was actually overridden by an angry phone call on Wednesday.
And what's fascinating here is how that tribal knowledge completely breaks down when you introduce an automated agent. The sources provide a great visual example for the third reason, which is missing document context.
What's the example?
So imagine a folder named Subcontractor Proposals. Inside this folder, you have 12 disconnected items. There's an email thread about a bid clarification, a PDF response to a request for information, an Excel spreadsheet labeled cost summary, and just a bunch of other files.
So it's a digital junk drawer.
Exactly. To the AI, those are 12 equal, isolated pieces of information. It has absolutely no way of knowing that the email thread legally supersedes the Excel sheet because there is no structured relationship connecting them.
So without that relationship, the AI is essentially just guessing which document matters most.
Yeah, it is.
And if it guesses wrong on a real construction site, you end up ordering the wrong materials. But taking that a step further, I'd imagine letting an AI guess its way through your files creates some terrifying security issues, too.
Oh, absolutely. And that leads to the fourth reason. No permissions or approval boundaries. Without clear boundaries, deploying an AI agent creates immense risk. If you don't have hard rules about who can access what, the AI might pull confidential HR salary data to answer a benign question about project budget.
Just because they were saved on the same unprotected server.
Precisely. And when you combine scattered sources, inconsistent names, missing context, and a lack of security boundaries, you get the fifth reason, which is no reliable workflow ownership. The sources call this an ad hoc workflow.
An ad hoc workflow, meaning there's no actual defined process, just a loose series of habits that people follow.
Right, which means it cannot be automated. The equation structured layer gives is incredibly straightforward. Messy context equals unreliable agents.
Oh, wait, I have to push back here.
Okay, go ahead.
Isn't generative AI supposed to be, like, smart enough to fix the mess for us? We're paying for cutting-edge intelligence that can write code and pass the bar exam. Are you telling me we still have to do all this operational homework of organizing and naming our files before the AI can even start being useful? That feels a bit like cleaning your house top to bottom before the cleaning service arrives.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's less about cleaning your house for the maid and more about building a paved road before you buy a Formula One car.
Okay, I like that.
The AI is an incredibly powerful engine, but it needs a track to run on. And that track is what the source is called the structured data layer. Before an AI agent can read a document, reason through a problem, or take an action reliably, the underlying information system has to be usable.
So what are the actual bricks and mortar of this structured data layer? If the messy context is the poison killing our AI agents, what does the cure actually look like mechanically?
Well, the cure requires a fundamental shift in how a business treats its information. You really have to move from chaos to a foundational system. And the sources detail several essential components of this layer. The first is normalized records.
Normalized meaning?
Data needs to be categorized consistently across the entire company. No more pricing V3 versus vendor estimates. You need a standardized vocabulary.
That sounds like a massive cultural shift for a company. I mean, getting everyone to name things the same way is a battle. But what happens after you normalize the records?
Then you have to build relationships between them, which the sources call linked documents. Remember that folder with the 12 disconnected items?
Yeah, the junk drawer folder.
Right. In a structured data layer, you use software to connect that request for information email directly to the cost summary spreadsheet it references. You are essentially hard coding that tribal knowledge into the system, telling the AI, hey, these two items are related, and the email is the most recent update.
Okay, I want to make sure I understand the mechanics of that. Are we talking about humans manually dragging and dropping files to link them? Or is this happening automatically through the software?
It's really a combination of both. It often starts with humans defining the relationships within a project management software. But over time, APIs, application and programming interfaces help those different software tools talk to each other to maintain those links.
Got it.
And then the AI reads that web of connections. But to read it accurately, it needs the third component, consistent statuses and dates.
Because if the AI doesn't know what day it is or what the current phase of the project is, it can't possibly reason through a timeline.
Exactly. And that reasoning needs guardrails. So the next component is permissions and access control. The structured layer acts as a bouncer. It ensures the AI only sees what the person prompting the AI is allowed to see. If an intern asks the AI a question, the AI search is restricted to the intern's permission level.
Okay, I want to highlight something really interesting the sources mentioned about this exact issue, because they point out that a lot of very valuable business workflows are not API perfect.
Right, they rarely are.
Meaning, you know, we don't always have these clean, seamless software integrations where data just flows perfectly from one app to another. In construction especially, the real world lives in vendor bid portals that require passwords and massive PDF architectural drawing sets and in, like, shared browser-only tools.
And that is exactly why the structured data layer is so critical. The AI needs approved, secure ways to reach into those awkward, restricted, real-world sources. It needs trigger points and things like multi-factor authentication. The structured layer stands between the messy real-world inputs and the AI agent, basically translating the chaos into something the AI can actually read and process safely.
That makes total sense.
The core rule stated in the sources is absolute. No structure, no reliable automation.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Let's assume we've done the heavy lifting. We built the roads, we normalized the data, we have our structured data layer functioning. What do these AI agents actually do? Because the sources emphasize that this requires moving away from the generic hype of just having a chatbot on your screen. We're supposed to map AI to real job responsibilities.
Yes. This is the transition from treating AI as a novelty to treating it as a digital employee. Useful agents don't just answer trivia questions, you know. They sit inside real workflows to move a project forward. They execute specific operational responsibilities.
Okay, give me some examples.
The construction examples provided in the sources do a fantastic job of illustrating how this changes the daily grind.
Let's dive into those, because they make this abstract technology feel very concrete. First, they talk about a bid assistant agent. Its entire job is document reading and extraction. In construction, bidding on a new project involves reading hundreds of pages of complex PDFs just to figure out if you even want the job.
Oh, it's incredibly tedious. But instead of a human spending hours combing through those PDFs to find the key information, the bid assistant does the initial triage.
Wow.
Because the data is structured, the agent can pull the due dates, identify the project owners, extract the exact scope of work, and flag any legal addenda, instantly summarizing it for the estimating team.
I mean, that saves a massive amount of upfront labor. But the sources show it gets much more sophisticated when you move into actual project management, like with the schedule and risk agent. This agent constantly reviews project updates, looking for delays or missing dependencies.
The scenario they outlined for this one is fascinating. Imagine a massive job site, and a supplier notifies the team that a concrete pour is going to be delayed by 3 days. To a human managing 1,000 moving parts, a 3-day delay might just slip through the cracks.
Right, it sounds minor in the grand scheme of a 2-year build.
But the agent doesn't just flag the concrete. Because it operates on a structured data layer that maps out every dependency, it understands the cascade effect.
The ripple effect on everything else.
Exactly. It knows that the concrete delay pushes back the structural steel delivery, and it flags that the steel delay will negatively impact the MEP rough-in, which is the installation of the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems inside the walls.
So it's not just reading data. It's actively interpreting the operational impact across the entire project schedule.
Yeah, it acts as an early warning radar for the project manager. And then for the day-to-day chaos, there is the searchable project assistant. This is designed for those needle-in-a-haystack moments.
Oh, the sources give a great example of this. A user asks the agent, "What is the concrete spec for the ground floor?" Now, normally, a project manager would have to hunt through a massive architectural manual to find that specific detail.
Yeah.
But because the documents are linked and indexed in the structured layer, the AI doesn't guess. It gives a precise technical answer based on the approved documents.
Right.
It replies with spec section 03300, concrete requirements for ground floor slabs.
Yeah.
And crucially, it cites its source, pointing the user directly to project specs v2.1.pdf.
I'm just thinking about a project manager who is usually drowning in these exact PDFs. I mean, they spend half their week hunting down that concrete spec or trying to cross-reference schedules to see if the plumbing team knows the concrete is delayed. If the AI is doing that heavy lifting, how does this fundamentally change their daily life? It completely shifts their role. They go from being an information gatherer to being a strategic decision maker. If the agents are handling the data extraction and mapping the basic schedule dependencies, the project manager finally has the bandwidth to focus on actual problem solving. They can manage the project rather than just managing the paperwork.
This raises an important question, though, and it's something the sources address head on. We're talking about granting these digital employees the power to analyze schedules, read technical submittals, and draft project updates. How do we trust them not to make a catastrophic error?
Yeah, the safety question is paramount. If an AI makes a mistake at this level, it's not just a funny hallucination you post on social media. It's a massive financial liability or even a physical safety issue on a job site.
The solution detailed in the sources is what they call a controlled operating path. They argue that a safe AI workflow never jumps directly from a user prompt to a final action. It has to move through a clear sequence with checks, context, and human accountability.
Yes. They break this down into a very specific six-step path. Step one is simply receiving the input. The agent gets a task from a user or an automated trigger.
Okay, step one, receive input.
Step two is pulling the right records and documents. And this relies entirely on that structured data layer to ensure it's looking at the right files.
Right. And then step three is interpreting the task. This is where the AI contextualizes the request against the documents it just pulled.
Exactly. Those first three steps represent the context and reasoning phases. The AI is figuring out what needs to be done. Then we cross over into the action phase. Step four is drafting an answer or an action. And the key word there is draft. It prepares the action. It does not execute it.
Which leads to step five, request review. And finally, step six is logging the outcome. Context, reasoning, action, review, record.
That review step is the linchpin of the entire safety protocol. The sources call this the approval queue. They are absolutely adamant that the best AI systems do not remove humans from the loop. They keep humans firmly in control. Human approval isn't a limitation of the technology. It's a necessary feature for business safety.
So let's walk through how this approval queue actually functions. Let's go back to that three-day concrete delay.
Okay.
The schedule and risk agent realizes the MEP rough-in is going to be delayed. So it drafts an email to the client explaining the situation and proposing a new timeline. As the project manager, I see this draft sitting in my approval queue. I have four options, right?
Correct. The first option is simply to approve. You read the draft email, the dates are correct, the tone is professional, so you hit approve and the agent sends it.
But what if the AI got the dates right, but the tone of the email is way too blunt? I don't want to panic the client. That leads to the second option, which is revise.
Yeah.
I can request changes, tell the AI to soften the tone, or maybe I just jump in and add a personal note before sending it out.
Exactly. The third option is hold. Perhaps you see the draft, but you're waiting on a phone call from the steel supplier to see if they can compress their schedule to make up for the concrete delay. You hit hold, pausing the action until you have the complete picture.
And the fourth option is escalate. Let's say the AI flags a massive budget discrepancy related to this delay that requires a high-level human intervention. I escalate it directly to the financial director to resolve it manually.
Right. And what makes this approval queue system so robust is the final step in the path, the audit trail. The sources emphasize that there must be human audit trails, a permanent, visible record of every action. If that email goes out to the client, the system logs exactly which AI agent drafted it, when it was drafted, which human reviewed it, and what decision they made in the queue.
So what does this all mean for the modern workforce? Looking at this controlled operating path and the way the approval queue functions, it really reframes the whole societal anxiety about AI taking our jobs.
Yeah.
We aren't automating ourselves out of a job. We're automating ourselves into the role of an editor or a strategic approver.
That's a great way to put it. The burden of manual data wrangling goes down, which means the value of human judgment and industry expertise goes up. You're no longer spending hours assembling the facts. You're spending your time deciding what to do with the facts the AI has assembled for you.
But that entirely depends on building the system correctly in the first place. Which brings us to the big takeaway for you, the listener. How do you apply these findings today? If you are exhausted by the generic AI hype and you actually want to deploy these useful digital employees in your own business, where do you start?
Well, Structured Layer provides a very clear, practical three-step action plan for achieving what they call data readiness. Step one. Assess the workflow. Before you even think about buying new AI software, you have to look at your current processes.
Find the bottlenecks.
Exactly. Where is the friction? What are the specific operational bottlenecks that are slowing down your team? You have to know what you want to fix before you can fix it.
Makes sense. Step two is structuring the data layer, which sounds like the heavy lifting.
It is the hardest part, but it's totally non-negotiable. You have to normalize your records, link your documents, establish those consistent naming conventions, and build out your permissions and access controls. You are literally turning scattered, chaotic business information into usable, structured records.
Building the roads before you buy the sports car.
You got it.
Yeah.
And once the roads are built, you move to step three. Pilot the right agent use cases. Don't try to automate your entire company overnight. Pick a specific, structured workflow like that bid assistant we discussed, and deploy it safely using the six-step controlled operating path. Ensure that human approval queue is in place from day one.
Right.
The overarching mantra from these sources is simple but profound. Practical systems before AI hype.
Practical systems before AI hype. It is so much less flashy than the sci-fi promises we see in tech demos, but it is infinitely more powerful and realistic for an actual business trying to get work done.
You know, I want to leave you with one final lingering thought to mull over after everything we've unpacked today. We've seen that to get any real value out of AI agents, you have to go into your business and fundamentally clean up your messy context.
Yeah, there's no way around it.
You have to normalize records, fix your naming conventions, perfectly map out your workflows, and build strict permission boundaries. If deploying AI requires us to finally rigorously organize our businesses just to get the software working in the first place, is the ultimate value of AI actually the automation itself? Or is the true value the rigorous operational discipline and organization it finally forces us to adopt? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.